the entire year could involve Aaron Judge based on the way he's answering questions. This is going to turn into a monster story.
More stuff in the sports world that shows how crazy the COVID mandates still are, folks. We'll get into that and also obviously update you on the latest situation in Ukraine, everything else going on, the economy here at home. We will focus it in. Thanks for being with us on the Clay and Buck Show. Please subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. And we'll
give
talk
us five
to everybody
stars.
Tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it. And like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. All of our blinds are easy to install, and we recently introduced No Tools blinds and shades that require no tools to install. What could be easier? We also have a fitter-free guarantee, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and a limited lifetime warranty on most products.
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com. Blinds, T-E-R.com.
Hi, my name's Joe Cordell. Sometimes in divorce, courts require the higher earner to pay to the other party what's called spousal support or alimony. Usually this order can be modified in certain circumstances, but such modifications are often complicated and are best entrusted to attorneys that are well acquainted with such matters. Remember, you're not alone.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's attorneys or affiliate attorneys in your state. Call 833-MEN-LAW-1. Joseph Cordell, principal partner. Licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS6.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says the United States sending more assistance to Ukraine.
An additional $800 million in assistance. That brings the total of new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion just this week.
The president speaking just hours after Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a video address to members of Congress in which he made an impassioned plea for the U.S. and West to continue to help his country. Elsewhere, the prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia have now safely returned to Central Europe after visiting Ukraine in a show of support. Also at townhall.com, President Biden set to travel to Europe next week for face-to-face talks with European leaders concerning the invasion of Ukraine. Biden will be meeting with leaders at an extraordinary NATO summit in Brussels March 24th. A former State Department official, Daniel Hamilton, says Biden's European visit will underscore unity with the allies.
It's important that the president show he's not sitting comfortably across the Atlantic, but that he's part of the coalition meeting with European colleagues in Europe, and that the United States is a European power.
Texas Department of Public Safety says 9 people have been killed in a head-on collision, including 6 students and a coach from a college in New Mexico. Spokesman says the truck crossed the center line of a highway, crashed into the vehicle carrying members of the University of Southwest men's and women's golf teams. That is a small school in Hobbs, New Mexico. 7.3 earthquake hitting off the coast of northern Japan, triggering tsunami advisories. 2 million homes without power. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04 and this is your KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The rebuilding of Mount Charleston's Lodge is underway as the final demolition cleanup from last fall's fire has begun. An accidental fire destroyed the iconic A-frame Lodge restaurant back in September. The lodge's 23 cabins were not affected by the fire and are still open. The Ellis family, owners of Ellis Island Hotel Casino and the brewery, own the lodge and the restaurant. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved a measure which would make daylight savings time permanent in the United States. The Sunshine Protection Act would end the need to spring forward and fall back. The bill still needs approval from the House before it can go to President Biden for his signature. The move would reportedly have the positive effects on public health, the economy, and even cut energy costs. The Life is Beautiful Festival has announced its lineup. The headliners include British rockers Arctic Monkeys and animated virtual band Gorillaz, along with popster Lorde and rapper Jack Harlow. The 3-day music festival returns to downtown Las Vegas September 16th through the 18th. 3-day passes can be found at lifeisbeautiful.com.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad. Midday traffic is rolling along on Interstate 15. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds there. Also on the 95, You'll tap the brakes, though, on the Beltway 215 west at Gillespie, east at the 15 interchange and downtown.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday hump day, March 16th, the day before St. Patty's Day. We'll all be drinking green beer tomorrow. Very, very excited about that. You know, back a few months ago when Glenn Youngkin won that amazing race in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he did it with the help of school board parents who said, we've had enough of critical race theory and failing schools and violence in our schools, that they've essentially had it. They've had it up to here. And I said at the time that we would do our part to let you know more about some of these people that are running for the Board of Trustees, the people that ultimately will end up running Clark County School District. And so it is. I had a chance to visit with Erica Neely a couple of weeks ago at a fundraiser, and she's a candidate for Clark County School Board in District F. And I said, we got to get you on the program and find out, you know, what's at stake in this upcoming election as we figure out who's going to run our school district. Erica Neely joins us. Erica, how you been?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm very good. Thank you.
I want to ask you, and I ask every candidate that comes on, especially if it's the first time they've been on, that is, why are you running? You got a nice life. You got six great kids, a great husband, and you know you've got a really good life outside of the Board of Trustees. Tell me why you're running.
Well, I'm running because I'm passionate about education, and we all know that knowledge is power. However, I love this country, the land of opportunity. Our education system is failing our students. It impacts everyone, the quality of life, our city. So I want to bring back opportunity to the most valuable citizen, our children. So that's what I intend to do.
I want to ask you, give us a 1 or 2 minute bio on you as far as who you are, where you're from. I know you're a transplant from the People's Republic of California, but beyond that, I don't know a lot about you. Give us the 2 minute bio on Erica Neely.
Yes. Me and my husband have been married for 14 years and we own our small business. I also tutor in our homeschool community, which is Classical Conversation, a supplement curriculum, national base. I also serve my community as a foster licensed parent, and I'm a soccer mom for 5 years. We have 2 first place trophies, which I'm very proud of. I'm a first time generation American, and I moved to Las Vegas, and here we are raising our 6 kids. We love Las Vegas.
I think that's great. I think that's absolutely wonderful. This is unlike most jobs where there is a criteria, you know, we want you to have this experience and this degree. What are your qualifications for being a member of the Board of Trustees in District F?
You're right. I could try to win you with my resume, but the best quality that I'm bringing to the table is motherhood. We know that parents are the advocates for their children, and we need to work hand in hand with our teachers to provide this quality education. That's how I feel. That's the best quality. Parents need to be at the table working with teachers.
Again, Erica Neely joining us, candidate for Clark County School Board in District F. One of the real problems that we have when it comes to our schools is that a lot of parents, they don't know who represents them on the Board of Trustees. They don't even know what mm-hmm. district they're in. Who's in District F? Where is District F?
So currently the incumbent is Daniel Ford. And so District F is located south of Sahara, west from the I-15, so it covers Mountain's Edge. It does not cover Summerlin, Prim, Jim, so it's southwest of Clark County.
I want to ask you, because this is important, we all know that right now the Clark County School District is a failing school district. Mm-hmm. Jesus Jara last week made a speech and was adamant that everybody has to take responsibility, and I'm assuming that means him as well, and the Board of mm-hmm. Trustees. Can you talk about the performance of Danielle Ford and the rest of the trustees?
Yeah, so they have brought critical race theory into our school, so we're seeing the alarming violence that's going on currently, and the lack of transparency and accountability. In the trustees, they forget who they work for. They work for the parents and the children, and they're here on an agenda that we are completely, as parents, it's a complete disgrace. We're not happy with their performance. They went from 46th down to 50th in the nation. They're not educating our kids, and they're bringing violence into their schools by teaching CRT. It's a complete disgrace.
Okay, so tell me what you do on day one. What is the one issue you're going to tackle when you win and you become the Board of Trustee member in District F?
Well, on day one, I would love to reverse all the power that they currently have right now to implement these bad policies. We would reverse them. Let's reverse CRT. Let's bring back reading, writing, and math. Let's take out the violence. Let's bring back the love to this country. Let's learn our constitutional history. That's what I would like to see. And also, let's start investigating the budget. Where is the money going? What is happening? We do not have enough money to supply the teachers with supplies for students. So that's what I intend to do.
Let me just ask you, because I've had a lot of people ask me, why can't we have a forensic audit? I mean, a real top-to-bottom mm-hmm. audit of the Clark County School District. Why can't that happen? And how would you make it happen if you're elected?
So right now, the board is working hand-in-hand. So we don't have two people or several people with different mindsets. So what we need to do is elect new people so that we could be opening the door, opening the windows, and working with the assembly and the governor so that we could start investigating the budget. Where is all this money going? What is going on? How come there's no transparency? So I think that's what needs to happen. We need to vote in people so that we could start sounding the alarms and start looking at the issues.
Erica Neely joining us, candidate for Clark County School Board, the Board of Trustees, as they call it, in District F, as in Frank. I want to ask you about one issue that's near and dear to me, and that is transparency. And if there is one, mm-hmm. if there is one thing that I notice about Clark County School District, it's not very transparent. Getting information out of them is nearly impossible, even with FOIA requests. Can you talk a little bit about how you could improve transparency?
So, yes. So right now they're hiding. Each one is working hand in hand. So I believe that once we get new members in there, we could open the door and see the transparency. It only takes one board member to open an investigation. And when we have new commissioners come in, a new sheriff, a new county commission, we could start opening those investigations. And they're not doing that to each other. They don't want to have anything investigated. So we need just to replace them and open the investigation. It only takes one trustee to start investigating what is going on behind closed doors.
Erica, I want to ask you, because this is something that's personal to me. I've got friends that are elementary school teachers in the district, mm-hmm. And at least two of them have come to me and said, you know, I've got kids in second and third grade who are fighting. And I have to give a statement to Metro and et cetera, et cetera. How do we stop the bullying? How do we stop the violence in our schools? When at one point, we didn't even know how many acts of violence we had. We had 66, and then they said, oh, wait a minute, we found some more. How do we fix that problem in our district?
Well, number one, we know that there is violence, correct? It's happened to me. I pulled my kid out of charter school because it's happening. Some of the incidents, you're right, they're not even reporting them. So I think these policies that we're putting in place with the CRT, we're teaching violence. And then at the same time, we're not holding them accountable. So we need to reverse these policies that do not work. And we could go back to like 1961. Why 1961? The Supreme Court ruled out God out of the equation. So these policies put in place with CRT and Common Core are increasing the violence at our schools. So that's what I intend to do. That's what I would like to see, that the Assembly makes up new bills that we could put in place that do not teach hate into our schools.
I want to ask
you. We have the roadmap. I'm sorry.
No. I just want to ask you, though, because I'm running a little short on time. Are you running with an organized slate of candidates? Have you received donations or maybe endorsements from any groups out there that folks would recognize?
So, yes, I am running with small donations from the public, family and friends. I'm not being endorsed by anybody big. No candidates. I am talking to different candidates that are currently running, but I'm not running with major groups. This is just from grassroots, my family and friends and neighbors that want to see a change. Those are the people that are endorsing me and donating to my campaign.
Erica, I want to ask you about the public relations aspect of being on the board. I've had a lot of folks, a lot of parents who have told me privately that it's tough to reach out to their board member to find out more about the various policies, and that it's real difficult for parents. And again, it's the fifth largest school district in the country. I get that part. But what can you do about accessibility to make it a two-way conversation between parents and the district?
Well, they forget who they work for. They work for the parents. They work for our community. And that's the problem that we're currently having right now. They sit at the board and they ignore the parents. They forget that they're elected officials. So I'm running as a parent. I am a parent. I will be working hand in hand with the community, with the parents. So we need to really replace this board because it's not working.
I am a big believer, Erica, in school choice, and in particular, those who homeschool. You've got experience in homeschooling. Should homeschool students be allowed to use publicly funded facilities and equipment and other resources like that?
Absolutely. Homeschool communities, they take the burden. They don't take taxpayer money. They use their own funded income to homeschool their children. But the public schools are for everyone. Every citizen, so I do believe that they should take advantage of the sports and the arts and the music that is provided here in the community. They are part of the community.
Erin Phillips at Power to Parents has an initiative petition that's going to be out there for signatures to try and put school choice on the ballot. Are you for school choice? Were you for ESAs? Would you support funding ESAs?
That's a great question. I actually signed that petition. I am completely supportive of Power to Parents. And I also, she's also looking into breaking down CCSD, which completely makes sense. I'm completely for that, 100%.
Breaking up, so you mean taking the fifth largest school district and breaking it up into five or six or seven parts. Is that something that's doable? I thought we were going to do that about 5 years ago, and it turned out all we did was turn part of the budget over to the principals, and that's all we did.
But actually, they haven't even released that budget to the principals. The principals still have their hands tied. They can't really do much. So I really would want to see that. It's going to be hard. It says because it's part of our Constitution. So we would have to fight an inch away on that.
Well, I hope it happens. I hope it happens soon. I want to give you an opportunity, and I do this for all of our candidates. We know that these campaigns are difficult to run, difficult to finance. Yeah. If somebody wants to reach out to you, and I've been advocating for months now since the Glenn Youngkin win in Virginia, that we have to come together and parents have to speak up. Let me just ask you, what is it your campaign needs at this point? Do you need volunteers? Do you need yard signs? What is it that your campaign needs in district number F?
Yes, all of the above. I need volunteers and yard sign. If you could put a yard sign out in your yard, please contact me. My website is voteericaneely.com, voteericaneely.com. And there you could also donate. Every dollar helps. It helps me advertise for those yard signs and go out into the community and speak at schools and events. So please get involved. It's important. I'm passionate about our children and education. So again, voteericaneely.com.
That is great. Erica, it was great meeting you in public. Great to meet you in a radio sense. Best of luck. Be safe out there on the streets, because I know you'll be going door to door. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
There you go. Erica Neely, candidate for Clark County Board of Trustees, District F as in Frank. Stay where you are. More to do. President Zelensky spoke to Congress. It was an impassioned speech. It was something special. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Guten Tag, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und I only trust one place with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Mein Key is my favorite part of America. Und my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, the one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220.